Usenbrief, the leader of the Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah says there's no military solution to the crisis in Syria. Sayed Hassan Nasrallah has accused Saudi Arabia of sabotaging a political solution in Syria. He says Riyadh is working to delay the upcoming Geneva II conference aimed at ending the conflict. The UN and Arab League Special Envoy for Syria has arrived in Damascus. Lakhdar Brahimi will hold talks with Syrian officials as part of his tour of regional countries, which also took him to Iran. Brahimi is consolidating efforts to boost the proposed meeting on Syria, dubbed Geneva II. Syrian government forces have seized control of a Christian town north of the capital, Damascus. The town of Sadat was previously controlled by al-Qaeda-linked insurgents. Military officials say Sadat's recapture is an important event because the town sits near the main highway to Damascus. Egyptian security forces have clashed with anti-coup students outside the Al-Azhar University in the capital, Cairo. Police fired tear gas at the rally, which was held in support of ousted President Mohamed Morsi. Several students have been arrested. Anti-military protests have been held in universities across the country. Riot police in Turkey have clashed with protesters in the capital, Ankara. The clashes erupted after police dispersed protesters who'd gathered outside a court where an officer was on trial. The policeman is accused of shooting dead an anti-government demonstrator during rallies back in June. Negotiators from Iran and the International Atomic Energy Agency will continue talks in Vienna on Tuesday. During the 12th round of talks between Iran and the IAEA, Tehran's new proposals to resolve disputes over its nuclear energy program were discussed. Madrid has asked the US for details about its alleged spying on millions of telephone calls made in Spain. Spanish officials have summoned the US ambassador to the country to protest the eavesdropping. They say the mass spying is unacceptable. And Italian police have clashed with a group of Sardinian metal workers in Rome. The workers from the US-based multinational Alcoa aluminium factory are angry that more workers will lose their jobs in January. The company started closing its Sardinia plant last year.